What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Season 2 On Fire Podcast. My name is Sabrina, and I'm so thankful, so grateful, and super, super excited to be doing another episode for you guys. I don't know if you've been watching the news or not, but Oklahoma has been getting hit with thousands of tornadoes. No, I know it's not literally thousands, it's probably like 5 or 6 that I remember, but if you don't remember, I do live in the state of Oklahoma. Don't ask why I moved here. Ask my madre, because she's the only one with the answers. No, I'm just playing. We just moved here for a better life. And did we get it? Yes, because we found Jesus. Do I enjoy tornadoes? Not at all. They're not my best friend. I'm not a fan of them. I'm not even a fan of thunderstorms. But glory to God that we were all safe. I know some homes were destroyed. And trust me, I was praying, I was interceding, but if it was in God's will, it was in God's will. And I just pray peace and comfort over those families that did get hit by the storms, that there was no death reported. And I'm so thankful to God for that, because at the end of the day, I'm just glad no lives were taken, that nobody died. Like, that's just plain and simple, like, nobody died. And I'm super, super grateful for that. But because of those storms, you guys already see the title. I titled it Rebuke Your Storm. Sabrina, you're literally dumb for that. No, I'm not. Let me explain why. But before we get into this episode, jump into last episode where I titled This Is What October 31st Was Actually Made For. In that episode, I kind of explained what me and my family do on October 31st and how that looks like in my life, and a little bit of reasons why I don't celebrate the pagan holiday, Halloween, or whatever you want to call it. I don't celebrate that day because I feel like every day is meant for the Lord, and no day in this world or that is created is meant for the devil. Amen. So if you guys are curious about that, make sure you go check that out. And once you're done, come back here, because today's episode is going to be really, really good, where I talk about taking your authority. And how I'm going to do that, I'm going to be talking about the story that everybody knows about, Jesus calming the storm. So this was supposed to be a parable episode, because I had it planned since like 2 weeks ago, like, I'm gonna do a parable episode. But again, I didn't have a specific parable that I wanted. One, I was waiting for Holy Spirit to speak, but then I was not really putting the effort to do it until I believe it was yesterday or 2 days ago. Yeah, 2 days ago, where I really just felt like, oh my gosh, these storms are crazy. It's because I'm not a big fan of them, I jumped into prayer. Like, I'm a big baby when it comes to storms. And I felt peace, like, when my stepdad was like, oh, you know, just tornado warning, blah, blah, blah. I just felt like, I felt good. Like, what are you talking about, tornado? There's no tornado coming my way. Like, we're good. This home is safe. My family is safe. If you hear a lot of, like, rustling or, like, a lot of movement, I'm wearing a windbreaker, which is not a great idea when you're filming an episode. But that's totally fine. Just besides the point. But I felt fine on the second day of, like, the storms. Like, I'm talking, like, sirens were going off at, like, 3 or 4 in the morning. And the next morning, yesterday morning, schools got canceled, so I didn't go in for work. Like, it was at, like, 6 in the morning, and I was like, what's going on? But I felt fine yesterday on Monday. I felt fine. I wasn't scared. I was at peace. I was perfectly fine, and I went about my day. I told the Lord, this is not going to change anything. I'm not going to let the spirit of fear really take over my day and not read my word, not get into the podcast or edit videos on TikTok, which I recently did. Go watch the new video that I posted on TikTok down in the description. And I was like, this is just a normal day for me, Lord. Like, I'm not going to let, this is for me personally, because I was very fearful growing up, and I was very terrified of tornadoes, but now I'm good. I'm chill. Like, I was like, this is another day for me, Lord. And I feel like the Lord was speaking when those storms started coming in, where he started to, I feel like I needed to take my authority even over the weather storms, like the physical storms. So, like I said, in this episode, I want to talk about taking your authority and what that exactly looks like. And I know this story about Jesus calming the storms, where he was taking a nap and the disciples were freaking out because they're on the boat, the lake, and then the storm's coming, and then Jesus comes out, and he's like, be still, be quiet, storms, and he rebukes the storms, and he's telling them to go away, and then he asks his disciples, like, what are you doing, why are you afraid, you have such little faith, blah, blah, blah. And so pretty much this story just simply talks about Jesus bringing peace to a stormy sea and peace to his disciples. You see, when Jesus shows that he has power over nature, fear, and any problem, that he has that dominant power. When Jesus controls our lives, we have nothing to worry about or fear. You know, Jesus is always in control. And this is something I was always taught when I learned about this story. So why am I going to repeat a story that mostly everybody already knows, that everybody already knows the meaning of it? Because I feel like there was something hidden that I wasn't really taught. Or maybe I just didn't see it because I wasn't really spiritually mature enough, or I was just not spiritually there learning about the story, but I've heard the story over and over and over again to the point where I was like, I could tell it myself without reading it from scripture. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't, like, I know the story, don't need to be repeated to. Good stuff, good word, you know, like just a good reminder, good reassurance, right? But when Jesus brought me back to this story, there was something I was like, yo, like, that's crazy. So Jesus calming all the storms, Jesus doing this, but how? Well, what do you mean, Sabrina? How? Like, he's Jesus. Yes, he's Jesus, but like, what about Jesus? Like, you, like, later in that passage, I believe it's in the Mark version or the Luke, where they talk about the people were there, they were stunned, they were amazed that a man just told the storms to go away, that a man just caused those storms to be still and to calm down. A man, they said, a man did that. But what kind of man was he? Well, he was Jesus. Of course he was Jesus. But what kind? What kind of man was he? He was a man of power. He was a man of authority. Jesus was able to rebuke the storms and calm them down, not because he was just a regular smegula degula man. He was a man of authority. Jesus took his authority. Now, obviously, in that story, Jesus goes up to them while he's sleeping. So homie's unconscious. He's literally taking a nap, you know, dreaming away, whatever. What's that song from Sharkboy and Love Girl? He's like, dream, whatever. He's doing all that good stuff, right? He's just taking himself a little 30-minute nap or whatever. And the disciples are like freaking out, knowing that the storms are going to be there. So Jesus gets up and he's like, what are y'all doing? And one thing that the Lord revealed to me was that the authority, the power was with the disciples. But what if I told you that that power is not only with us, but it's in us? And that is the spirit of authority. You see, Jesus gives us that this gift freely. Jesus took his authority, his power over the storms. And you could find this in, I believe, the book of Matthew. You could find this in the book of Matthew chapter 8, I believe. Yes, chapter 8. And you can find this in the book of Luke and in the book of Mark, which is the Gospels. So he took his power over the storms. In Matthew 28, 18 and 20, he talks about how he has the powers from heaven and earth, and he can command anything that he wants, that he has that authority, that he has that power. You see, the reason why he was napping and sleeping was because he was confident in the power that he was given by his heavenly Father. The homie was chilling. The homie's like, I know what the Lord is going to do. I'm very confident in what the Lord, how the Lord has made me. And a lot of us are not confident in our identities in Christ. That power that Jesus had, when you receive Jesus, you receive everything of Jesus. You receive the Holy Spirit. What comes with the Holy Spirit is authority. We need to take authority over our storms, over the demons, over the devil. Whoa, Sabrina, I didn't know you could take authority over the devil. Yes, you definitely can. Whether other people tell you otherwise, the devil's literally nothing, guys. Like, we have to take that in. Like, we have to take that in. The devil is, like I said in the last episode, the devil is not it. It's not it. Like, he's just not it. He really isn't. He doesn't have any power. He's lost the battle. Jesus took back our authority. He took back our identities. Took back everything that was lost because of sin. And he regained it all when he went on the cross. When he ascended into heaven and gave us the Holy Spirit freely. He didn't ask, like, you got to pay $20 for this. Because $20 is expensive. I'm not going to lie. So I don't know if I would want that. But freely, like, we don't have to do anything but just surrender to him. And it may seem easy, but it's definitely hard. But that's all we have to do to receive this gift. So what do you think I did? I surrendered because I wanted to be set free. I didn't want to be held down by the so-called power of the enemy. So you can take authority over the devil. You can take authority over the demons. Rebuke them because we have the power that comes from heaven. And that's all thankful and glory to Jesus. And 1 John 4:4 says, you dear children, you are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who lives in the world, who is in the world. And what is that? Demons, devils, sin. The one who lives in you, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is greater than sin, is greater than demonic powers, is greater than the devil, is greater than demons. You have that authority that Jesus has given you. The disciples were with the authority, were with the power. Jesus is with us, but in us. See, authority is with us because of God and Jesus, But because of the Holy Spirit, it is in us. And I think it's so important to take authority over your situations and declare not to come in agreement with any diagnosis, not to come in agreement with negative things or I feel like this is going to have. Don't come into an agreement with it because you're aligning with it and giving authority to the devil. That authority is yours, not his. That authority is for you to take on, for you to walk in, not for you to just throw it on the ground and step on it and give it to the enemy and let him take the power over you. Because his power is nothing. And I'm calling it out right now. His power is nothing. The devils, the demons, they got no power unless you give him the power. Amen. So we have to take our authority over the storms. And Luke, you see, Jesus wanted, this is something I missed. Oh my gosh, like Holy Spirit was revealing. And I was literally explaining to my little sister. I was like, yo, does this make sense? Like, if I do this episode like this about spirit of authority and, you know, it's given freely and all this good stuff. Like, is it good? She's like, well, you just said it. Just go ahead and make it. And I'm like, you know what? You're so right. So then one thing I missed in the book of Luke, it says that Jesus wanted to take his disciples over to another side of the lake. But the storm came. Remember, Jesus was all-knowing. Jesus knew what was going to come, what was going to pass, what was going to happen in the present. He knew. He was all-knowing. I think that's omni. I forgot already. He's one of the omnis, all right? But he was all, I think it's omnipotent or omniscience or omni. Omnipresence is, yeah. Anyways, go check out that episode. But he was all-knowing. So he knew that storm was going to come, but he wanted to take his disciples to the other side. Sabrina, what are you getting at? Hold on, because I'm about to get somewhere. You see, Jesus wants to take us to another side. Jesus wants to take us from this side of the lake to another side. And in the book of Mark, I believe, he says that I want to take you guys to see what's on the other side of the lake. He said, now we've already seen what happens here. I want to show you what happens on the other side of the lake. Let's travel there. And the Lord says, you already know what goes down right here. You know what's going to happen in this mist. So I'm going to take you to another side and move you on to the next level. Knowing that trials and tribulations are going to come, that attacks from the enemy are going to come. You see, when we're in this transitioning to maybe a baby Christian to an on fire or a deeper relationship with Jesus or whatever it may be in your situation, Jesus is transitioning you. And in that transition, there's going to be discomfort. More like what I mean by that is things that we were comfortable with, we have to step out of. So disciples, whether they were men of the waters or whatever you want to call it, which I'm pretty sure they all were, they knew how to work a boat or something. They had to transition out of their comfort zone and they had to transition to the other side of the lake. Jesus wants to take us to another side where we can grow, where we can see more things to deepen our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Knowing that there's trials and tribulations that we have to go through by the power and authority. See, Jesus wants to take us to the other side, knowing storms will come, but wants us to train ourselves not to shy away and to be confident in what the Lord Jesus has given us, his authority. In that story, Jesus says, why are you afraid? You a little faith. What's wrong with you guys? Like, I'm here with you. Jesus was so confused about why they were so scared and why they didn't believe. And Jesus asked us that same question. Sabrina, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Little Timmy, little Johnny, whoever. Why are you so afraid? The authority is around you. It's also in you. Take your authority. Stand confident in boldness in who God has called you to be. And that is something I've always, always struggled with growing up because I've always told everyone I live in fear. Ooh, I'm already cursing myself right there. I came into an agreement with the spirit of fear. And all my life, I've always told myself, I live in fear. I live in fear. I don't do this because I live in fear. Like roller coasters. Okay, I don't do no roller coasters. All right. I just don't do none of that. It's not my forte. But I've always told myself I live in fear. I didn't like walking near cats. I felt like they were going to attack me. I didn't like heights. I didn't like obviously roller coasters. I was very fearful of different things. I was staying in my bubble because I was too scared to stay, like go out. So I told myself I live in fear. Someone told me like, nah, I can't do that. I live in fear. Like I'm just very fearful. I'm a fearful girl. Like I'm scared of literally everything that comes my way. But I had to remind myself that I have the authority to overcome these trials and tribulations, that I can walk in Jesus' authority that he gives to me freely once I accept him into my heart and surrender fully to him. I have that authority. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of love, power, and of self-control." Other translations say sound mind, self-discipline, whatever it may be, all still the same. When people saw this, like I said, they looked amazed and confused. They couldn't believe that a man could calm the storms. You know what's crazy? Is that when people say you can rebuke the devil and rebuke the demons and cast out and deliverance, they're like, we can do that? We can take power over the... Yeah, we can. We definitely can. You've seen the stories with the apostles in the book of Acts, how the disciples became apostles. They started doing deliverance. They started rebuking people. They started casting out demons. Like, they had the authority of Jesus in them. They watched Jesus. They learned how to do it, and they walked in it. Jesus shows, well, how come we can't physically see Jesus? Oh, sweetheart, we have the Bible. We don't have to physically see. That's why it says walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, somebody, we walk by faith and not by sight. We read the word. Jesus sets the examples on what is the do and don't of life. Once we see those examples, once we read it, we can actually feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that's something the apostles didn't have when Jesus was there. They didn't have the Holy Spirit just yet, because the Holy Spirit did not descend from heaven into them. So they had to, like, we're brats. Like I tell you all the time, we're brats, because they didn't really have that guidance. They had Jesus, of course. They had Jesus. He was there. But we have the Holy Spirit now. We have Jesus and the Holy Spirit who guides us, who teaches us. So people are going to look at us weird when we take authority and boldness of the schemes of the enemy. Why? Because we have Jesus who gives us authority. And I know this sermon or this message or this quick little devotional was pretty short, but I feel like I wanted to get the point across. I'm not going to say my point. I wanted to get the point across. I feel like the Lord was really speaking not only to me, but to a lot of you guys who are listening, to take your authority. Stop giving in into like the agreements of the enemy. Stop. Just stop. Don't give in. Don't just give up. You got to take your authority. Stand firm in Christ Jesus and who he's called you to be. Be confident that you are the child of God, that you are part of the holy nation, that you are his son or daughter, that you can walk in authority, that you can walk in confidence, that you have been saved, that you have been renewed in Christ Jesus, that you are his new creation, that you are the image of God, that you again are his son and daughter, that he cherishes the most out of all his creation. Be reminded that you are his and he is yours. Amen. So when we become afraid or distressed, it exposes how weak our faith in Jesus is. It shows that we are not trusting him and his plan and that he got this, right? Because he does. Life is not predictable, obviously. We can't predict the future. Only Jesus can. There will be storms along the way, but God's unchanging character offers us a firm foundation when things feel unsteady and uncertain. And I'll leave this on this verse, Luke 10:18-20. It says, "He replied, I saw Satan," this is Jesus speaking, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you." Amen. Like, do I need to repeat that? I saw Satan fall like lightning. I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. This is Jesus's promise, Jesus's words that he's given to us. So let's walk in confident of that. Let's walk in faith by that. And that'll be it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. I'm not currently in a rush, but I wanted to film before I went to work because I do have to work today. So this episode wasn't rushed, but I just want to remind you guys, rebuke your storms. Take your authority, whatever you want to title this, whatever the Lord has spoken to you about this, take your authority and walk in it. Walking it boldly and confidently that not a dang power of the enemy is going to touch you, but be reminded, unless you give him the power. But again, nothing will harm you. Don't even acknowledge that. Don't even acknowledge that the enemy can have power over you. You better take your thoughts captive, surrender it to the Lord, rebuke the devil. If there's negative thoughts, lustful thoughts, or thoughts that are not of God, that you will know by the discernment of the Holy Spirit that are not of God, you will know and rebuke those thoughts. Amen. But again, that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope there was a very deep meaning behind it. If you guys have any more questions, or if there are things that you want me to elaborate more on, or things that maybe weren't very clear, make sure you DM me on the Instagram platform down in the description box below. I would love to connect with you and answer your questions. Or if you have anything, future suggestion episodes, make sure you reach out to me and I would love to elaborate on that. Also, send in your prayer requests. I'd love to be praying for you and getting connected with you also on that. But other than all of that, I hope you guys have a very blessed rest of your day, and I can't wait to talk to you guys on Thursday. Bye bye.